Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy who's discovered a remarkable new power.
Basically, I can move between dreams and reality, and even bring things with me.
No way! That's so cool!
This is the story of a girl who's known of her powers for years.
You have a lot to learn, Evan.
Then teach me, Anna!
This is the story of a dangerous new threat to the world.
I'm the most powerful dream breacher there has ever been. And I'm going to prove it.
This is Dream Breachers.
Why are we here, Henry?
New Orleans? It's a special place. For me, I mean. You can leave.
I can't seem to. I can't even tell anymore if this is your dream or mine.
Fascinating.
Are you what's keeping me here?
That would be interesting, if I could do that.
Where are we going?
We're going to get my fortune told. I always do it when I'm in town. And here's my favorite psychic now. Naomi, how have you been?
I don't believe in psychics. Telling the future isn't real.
Funny thing for you to say, all things considered. A lot of people probably wouldn't believe in you.
What do you mean?
I know who you are, Anna. You were born in a dream, so we can stop pretending.
Henry! Causing trouble out there, are you?
Always.
Come, have a seat. And who's the girl?
Just someone I met recently.
Does she want a reading, too?
No, I don't.
Let's have a look at your hands then, Henry. We know your lifeline is long, but I am seeing new things today. I am seeing new alliances, perhaps?
Indeed. I do have a powerful new alliance.
With her?
No.
It's hard to explain.
I sense witchcraft or something.
As usual, Naomi, you are not right. But you are not wrong.
I sense, for the first time, however, that forces are perhaps marshaling against you, on almost an equal level as the forces you are marshaling yourself. I see a bird, perhaps a crow.
Really? And yet, somehow, I am not bothered.
Oh, and I see twins, Henry. Perhaps you're destined to be a father soon? Two twins?
Ugh, fatherhood is not a part of the plan, Naomi. But thanks for that. See you next time. Come on, Anna.
Hey, you, darling. Anna, is it?
Yes.
You okay?
Yeah, I mean, fine. Nothing you can do to help me.
I see something. A moment from your past. that will change your destiny.
Okay. Thanks, I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone has moments from their past that change their destiny. I mean, isn't that, you know, life? Wait, so you're real? A Breacher, I mean. Or is Henry just dreaming you?
Anna!
I've got to go.
I'm very real, Anna. Be careful.
Of course.
What was that about?
Nothing. I don't know. You can't keep me here forever, Henry.
Oh, am I keeping you here? I wasn't aware.
Evan won't allow it. The AODB won't allow it. They're coming for me. I can feel it.
Evan, don't make me laugh. And the AODB has bigger concerns right now. They're not concerned with you. Right now, they're concerned with finding the Violet Kilner. They're trying to beat me to it. But I'll find it before they do. You'll see.
If there was a Violet Kilner, I would have heard about it.
No one dares speak of it anymore. Someone even ripped out the page about it in the Book of Kilners, as I hear it. But it's out there, and it's a game changer.
How?
I'm not sure I want to tell you.
The knife again? Why?
Just trying to keep you close is all.
With a knife in my stomach?
Prevents you from just up and walking away, doesn't it?
I guess.
Wouldn't want you running off into your dreams and leaving me all alone. Who knows? I might need you. As leverage. And here's a fun fact you might not know. If you were to wake up with that knife, well, let's just say I wouldn't want to be there for your beloved Garvin to witness that. He knows a thing or two about waking up on the wrong side of the breach. Trust me. Oh, I feel like I'm about to be needed.
What does that even mean? Needed by who?
Quiet. I have to listen.
Hello?
Hey, Naya. I know it's Sunday, but I was thinking of coming in for a few hours. Are you at the office?
Marco, I'm not, no. Everything okay? Is Evan with you? Is Anna back?
Well, Evan got into my dream. And yours.
For real?
That's what he said. But no luck with Anna yet. She's not doing so well. Evan needs to build confidence, but there's not a lot of time. He's trying again now, with Garvin and Crowley helping.
I don't like the sound of any of this.
Me neither. But I don't even want to think about what happens if Evan can't do this. So I need to focus on something else instead. There's a new Janksy. You know who he is?
He, she, or they, yes.
It's on the hidden passage wall, and it's a painting of the Golden Kilner, so I wanted to try to do some research.
Whoa. I've always wondered if Janksy was a breacher.
That's what Emmy thinks.
I'll meet you at the Dream Academy as soon as I can. Give me 20 minutes?
Thanks, Naya. I'll see you there.
Oh! I have an idea!
Great.
Can we talk about what kind of dream you're gonna have? Like, where I can find you? And we'll keep talking about it as we're drifting off.
Fine. If you must.
Okay, so let's keep it simple. Like, why don't you try to dream you're staying at that new hotel in town?
The Finery.
Yeah, that way I can just walk up to the desk and ask for you, and you'll be there. I won't feel like I'm dreaming my way into your dream. I'm just dreaming my way into a hotel.
Whatever works, Evan.
I love hotels.
Evan, focus.
Actually, I think the Finery has a few other locations around the world.
Evan.
Like tropical places with scuba diving and stuff.
The hotel in town, Evan. Just the hotel. Here we go.
Checking in, sir?
No, I'm meaning a guest. Arthur Crowley.
Oh, okay. Yes, Mr. Crowley is a guest. But I saw him leave earlier for our scuba diving excursion.
No,
Yes. Shall I book you on the tour as well?
Yes, please. Crowley! Crowley, I see you!
Evan.
Can we go up?
You want to surface?
Yes, surface! Up! That way! Please, now! Of course I wanted to surface. Have you met me? Why are we scuba diving?
Because Anna often dreams she's on a beach. Imagine it's just over there. See that island? Now swim and go.
Okay, okay. Luna!
Hey, girl.
Is Anna here? I'm gonna find her right now, okay? We'll all go to the dog park together after this is all over. Oh, God, she's not here. Anna! Where are you? Anna?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Nothing.
Anna!
Try again.
I was so close.
Try harder. Here. Here's a push.
Ah! Oh, I'm never coming into your dreams again!
Just do what you have to do.
It's a tragedy, really. To have to bury one so young.
Wait, hold on. I'm not dead. Help!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Help! Let me out!
Hang on. We've got a live one.
Where's it coming from?
Help! Help me out!
Well, look at that. He is alive.
Help me out!
Shame about your friend, though.
What friend?
Right over there. It says, here lies Anna.
Poor Anna.
No, no, no! This isn't how it ends. No, 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 Anna. This is not the right dream. This dream is being caused by my own anxiety, that's all. I need Anna's dream. Anna?
Evan?
Oh my gosh, Anna! I made it! I'm here! Where is here?
New Orleans. Henry's getting our boarding passes.
Anna, we have to go! Now! I need you! In the Silver Kilner dream! So I can reopen the breach!
I don't feel so hot, Evan.
I know! That's why you have to come with me! Look! Here! The Silver Kilner! Put your hand in mine and we'll go there, together.
Henry will be mad. Wait, the Silver Kilner. You found it.
Yes, and I'll tell you all about it, and we'll worry about Henry later. For now, we're just going to the dream. A sort of playground with a seesaw.
Don't be ridiculous. And anyway, I can't go anywhere like this. Henry will be back any minute. It's his knife.
Anna, this is important. Look. See? The knife isn't real. This is your dream we're in, not Henry's. You're in control.
He's looking for a Violet Kilner, but I've never heard of one. Except maybe I have. The psychic said something from my past will change my destiny, but I don't believe in psychics.
Anna, you're not making any sense. Just trust me, okay?
How do I know you're telling the truth? How do I know I'm not dreaming you? Or what if Henry is dreaming you and put you here to mess with me?
Remember you told me everyone had been waiting a long time for me? And how I have a lot to learn? Well, I learned how to come here to get you, okay? So that's a start. So, let's not blow this.
Anna!
Come with me, Anna. Take my hand. Let's go.
This is a Silver Kilner dream?
It is.
Where did you find the Silver Kilner?
I'll tell you all about it when we're done.
And you're sure this is the right thing to do?
It's the only thing to do. Right now, Anna. We need to open the breach so you can wake up.
What if there's another way? To wake me up without reopening the breach?
I can't take on Henry alone. I need you to be a breacher again. I need Garvin and Crowley and maybe even your mom.
Why is there a seesaw?
See that slot up there, next to where I put the Golden Kilner? I think I'm supposed to put the Silver Kilner in it. So I need you on the other end of that seesaw.
Okay, I guess.
Just climb on.
Feels dumb.
I know. But it is what it is. Here goes. Whoa!
What's happening? Evan, hang on!
I can't quite reach!
You're going to have to stand up, Evan!
What? I'll fall!
Trust me, we've got this!
Oh, why is this dream making it so hard?
I guess they really want me to show them that I'm here to support you.
Who's they?
I have no idea. Maybe it?
You think the breach is sentient?
Can't we talk about this later, when I'm not holding you up on this huge seesaw?
Whoa, okay, I guess.
Stand up, now!
Okay, whoa, in three, whoa, two, one, here goes! I'm doing it! I don't like it, but I'm doing it! And the Silver Kilner's in!
Awesome!
Let me down!
You're on the ground now, Evan.
Oh, okay. Well, I am. Thanks.
And look.
It's working. Wait, Anna. Where are you?
I'm over here again, where I've been.
But you were just in this dream with me.
And now I'm back in my own dreams.
Can you pass through? Can you come to me?
I'll try. Oh, wow. Look. I can.
We did it!
You did it!
Finally! Let's wake up!
Yeah.
What's going on, officer?
Who are you?
I work here, at the Dream Academy.
You usually come in on Sundays?
No, but I don't see how that matters.
I just mean, why are you here now? Look suspicious.
Why suspicious? What's going on? I'm meeting one of my coworkers here.
Well, the place is cleared out. Everything's gone. Computers, even the furniture. Poof.
You have got to be kidding me.
Naya!
Marco!
Who is this?
He works here too.
Bit young to have a job, aren't you?
I'm an intern!
Everything's been stolen, Marco.
What?
Well, ma'am, if you show me some ID, I'll take you in to see for yourself.
Of course. Here's my license and my work ID. Who called you to report this?
Woman who owns the ground floor clock shop, I think. Okay, this all looks legit. Let's go.
That seems odd.
Not that odd when you see for yourself it's empty. You said there used to be computers and, well, maybe you can provide a list. Or the owner can.
Did she see someone coming or going?
Says she heard something. Then she let herself in to see what was going on and it was empty. Said she called the police because she didn't know who else to call.
Something doesn't add up.
I've got something over here.
What is it?
An envelope addressed to Naya Davis.
That's me.
Well, here. You might as well open it. What's it say?
It's from the director, my boss. Apparently this wasn't a robbery at all. She says she gave instructions to Henry, he used to work here, to come here and take everything away and destroy it all.
Why would she want to do that?
I don't know. And also, I'm fired.
What?
Great.
Was there anything in the safe? It was left open and empty.
Well, there was a book in there, I think.
The Book of Killers?
Yes.
The Book of what?
So now Henry has it?
If he hasn't destroyed it. You know what? I'm calling him. This is just not acceptable. And Anna's tapes, all her dreams, they belong to her.
Hello?
What have you done? Where is everything? I don't believe the director told you to take it all.
That's rich.
Don't condescend
to me. Listen, Naya. This is what you get when you work for someone you barely know.
Henry? He hung up.
Who was that?
Your prime suspect. Huh. I have his resume somewhere on my computer. I'll give you his address.
Wasn't your computer stolen?
She's waking up.
Anna. We're so relieved to see you.
I'm relieved to be here.
Anna, here. Sip some water.
But we have to get to work. We need a plan.
Anna, you should rest.
I've been resting. I have to tell you what I know.
Anna, slow down.
Let her speak.
Anna!
Evan!
I've never been happier to see you.
I have you to thank.
Or blame.
It's no one's fault, and we're all here. Now, we have to focus on Henry. When I was there, trapped, he was there.
What?
I don't understand how that's possible unless he's like me and was born in a dream.
I don't think it's possible. Surely we would have heard of him before now. The Ancient Order would have had knowledge.
Doesn't mean they tell you.
Huh.
Henry said the Ancient Order has a secret agenda.
This is not news.
Will you stop slamming the AODB? What would you know about them anyway? You've been out there operating on your own for years now while they've been working hard to serve and protect.
Always were the Boy Scout type, Garvin.
Whatever, Crowley. I see right through your bad boy act. But hiding in the wings, licking old wounds doesn't make you special.
I'm not here seeking approval. I'm here for Anna.
Yeah.
He said the AODB is only concerned with stopping him from getting the Violet Kilner.
But maybe Henry already has it and is pretending he doesn't. Maybe it's the Kilner that gives him this special power.
Well, however he's doing what he's doing, it's worrisome, I agree.
I mean, nobody's ever heard of him? Do we even know his last name? He worked at the Dream Academy, so he must have sent in a resume. But it's probably not even real. How did you not know about him?
Well, don't just blame us. What about your mother? She doesn't know anything either, does she?
She didn't seem to. I only saw her once. Then I was with Henry, and I couldn't get back.
Well, where is she now?
How should I know? I've been asleep. You don't know?
She hasn't been here since she checked on you briefly after Evan closed the breach. That's all I can say with any authority.
So no one knows where she lives?
We hadn't seen her in years either before she turned up the other night.
Great.
We'll find her, Anna.
I'd say it's more likely she'll find us again when she's ready.
In the meantime, we need to figure out how Henry's doing what he's doing.
Naya said Henry said he has a friend on the other side. What could that mean?
I don't know. Anybody? For a bunch of supposed elders or mentors or whatever, you don't seem to know a lot.
Easy, Anna.
Let's not get carried away.
She has a point, though.
Indeed she does.
Oh, Naya's calling me. Hold on. Hello?
Evan, it's all gone. The Dream Academy, it's been cleared out. Everything. Even Anna's tapes, except for a few I took home last week.
I'm with Anna now. We'll come meet you.
Marco's with me. Meet us at the cafe across the street from the office.
Okay, we will. See you soon.
What's that all about?
Someone stole everything from the Dream Academy.
What?
What? Who?
We don't know. Yet.
Even Anna's tapes?
Yeah.
Who'd want those?
And why? Come on, let's go talk to Naya.
I'm sorry, you're gonna have to move along.
It's a public place. It's a public bench.
Yes, Mom. But on the security footage, you've been sitting here for hours. It's causing some concern on the surveillance cameras. If you could remove your hat so I could see your face.
Not to worry. I'll go.
Thank you.
But one question. That truck that just went in through the gate and around the back, what was in it?
I wouldn't know that, Mom. And if I did, I couldn't tell you.
Isn't it strange to get deliveries at this hour?
You said you were going to move on, Mom.
This fell off the truck, you see.
A marble?
A marble.
Well, I haven't the faintest idea what that's about.
No, I'm quite sure you don't.